Let's start with the cost of this campaign. Last time it was a national record. Are you expecting something similar?
Yeah, it never goes down, right? It's like inflation. There's a new floor now. We expect that. I've been working hard for 12 months already, and big part of what I've been working at is fundraising, and we're going to be very competitive in this race. In 23, the conservative candidate had a pretty big deficit. I don't expect that this time. I don't think I can outraise the left with their national fundraising organization, but we're going to be competitive. We'll have the money we need to make this a winning campaign.
How much outside money do you expect to come in that you don't have any control? Your opponent can't
control. The outside groups. I would expect, again, that we're both going to see $10 to $15 million of money spent by outside groups. I'm working hard to try to raise the money for our campaign because I want to tell the message from my perspective. Like you said, I can't control what the outside groups do, but we welcome their help in this as well. We have to reach a lot of Wisconsin voters, and we have to be compelling.
How important is it that there isn't a primary to take those funds away?
I think it's all the difference. Last time it was a brutal primary. In terms of the money spent, left the winning candidates with 6 weeks to go before election day to try to put your campaign together. That's too short a time, and it left people divided. And you spent all your money in the primary, and now you had to go dark after winning the primary. We don't have to do that. We can hit it. We can campaign right to election day all the way through. It's going to make all the difference. And like I said in my remarks, I have never seen Wisconsin conservatives this motivated or united behind a Supreme Court race. This is a whole new world. And I'll tell you this too, Americans for Prosperity, I learned they already started knocking doors a week and a half ago. Turning Point Action is coming to Wisconsin to knock doors, bringing outside people in addition to ones from here. The Young Republicans are going to knock on doors in this race. We've never had a conservative Supreme Court race with people knocking on doors like this. We're going to have hundreds of thousands of doors knocked on in Wisconsin. We're going to win this thing.
Do you think you're scaling on top of the energy created by Donald Trump's win in November?
Absolutely. I mean, our key is, you know, like I said in my remarks, we had 3.4 million voters show up on November 5th. We expect way less on April 1st. That's just normal. But this is going to be about getting those voters from November 5th who are excited, many of them voting the very first time, get their excitement to understand why the Supreme Court race matters, why the legislative and executive branches, they have their politics. You need the courts to be an objective place where we prevent the lawfare that Wisconsinites and Americans have watched for the last 5 years. Just complete abuse of the civil and criminal justice system for people to go after their political enemies. The courts need to be there to stop that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.